It's no surprise that bad news can trigger depression, but researchers say they think certain kinds of bad news may be more likely to cause an episode of depression. If your spouse is killed, you may recover, but if your spouse leaves you, that may be harder to overcome. Dr. Kenneth Kendler co-authored the study, first printed in the Archive of General Psychiatry, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the difference between losing a spouse through death or through divorce?
The difference is confronting what we would describe as a pure loss event in which you grieve over the departure of someone loved, but it does not directly impact on your sense of self or your sense of self-worth. Being left, on the other hand, raises issues which we describe in this study as humiliation, which is usually seen as the loss of status, the loss of a sense of self-esteem, and the loss of a sense of your own worth.
And the way that that breakup happens might affect the humiliation as well.
Correct. And traditionally within psychology and psychiatry, loss has been perceived as the paradigmatic event that leads to depression. In fact, this stems from a very famous essay written by none other than Sigmund Freud called Mourning and Melancholia, in which he tried to draw analogies from the state of acute grief, which we understand well, and the state of depression. What we're really trying to raise is a somewhat broader or richer perspective on what predisposes to depression, and one that is actually influenced by more evolutionary thoughts about human behavior. It has been observed, for example, in primates that when an individual loses status, that they will often retreat into a depressed-like state. They socially withdraw, their appetite declines, their sexual appetite declines, they become more submissive. And so theories have begun to develop, rather challenging the more traditional Freudian concepts, that perhaps it is more humiliation, this loss of status, the loss of self-worth, that is a key to depression, not just loss itself.
So we know that certain types of events might be more likely to cause us to be depressed, but what does that tell us about how depression is caused, what the reason for it is?
Well, we can take our most potent life events that we have in this study, which is a combination of loss and humiliation, in which not only would your spouse have left you, but your spouse would have been parading up and down the street with their new mate, and therefore the bitterness of the humiliation of being left would be demonstrated by your friends, by your colleagues, and in other ways. But even under those circumstances, the rates of depression are no higher than about 1 in 5. Now, that's tremendously higher than the 1 in 200 or 1 in 300 of a randomly picked event. We know that depression is a complex or multifactorial disorder in which one's temperament, one's genetic predisposition, your early rearing environment, the quality of your social relationships all contribute. What this study is trying to do is to isolate one part of this complex picture to see how human beings interact with the adversity that life throws all of us and which characteristics of those tend to be most potent. No one is claiming that this is the entire story.
A horrible, humiliating event would not be the only thing that would cause you to be depressed. It'd have to be several things.
Either that, or you might present that background having had a particularly vulnerable temperament. You might have had a strong genetic predisposition. So there are other kind of background. We sometimes call these vulnerabilities or diatheses. Clearly, people differ in our capacity to absorb the adversities that life throws at us.
Kenneth Kendler is a professor at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Dr. Kendler, thanks very much.
Thank you.